tell us a little bit about this meeting that comes up on Tuesday, and are you hopeful for this meeting to have some kind of a resolution?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I mean, this all kind of came about really fast, and again, the VCTA stance is shared facility. We will play nice with pickleball. Pickleball is a great sport, but we don't want to lose three courts, and so I'm really hopeful in this meeting the pickleball community and the tennis community come together and just say, hey, let's make a good facility for both sports, because I think that's what we really need.
And if this doesn't go through, you guys sound like you're going to be behind the eight ball for finding your facilities, and you have a growing community of tennis players. Tell us about that scenario.
Well, it gets really tough, and it kind of comes at a bad time right now where the other three courts up at North are in a weird state of we don't know. They should be new and they should be finished right now, but we could go all summer without having to have those. So we could be down to three tennis courts, which really hurts our, you know, our programs. We have a lot of programs with a lot of really good numbers, whether it's youth all the way to older adults playing the sport. And if we only have three courts, that affects everybody's playing time. And it really affects the high school's ability to have a varsity program, those sorts of things. So for us, if we lose the City Park courts, it really hurts those junior JV kids. Those are the ones that get hurt the most, because that's where they play. That's where they play their match play. That's where they do their practicing, those sorts of things. Our VCTA junior programs are used heavily down there. Our VC Open, when we have 70, 80 kids in a tournament, we can't have them all on. We need nine courts. So to have those courts, and again, they can be shared. They can be pickleball. That's fine. We just want them tennis and pickleball so everybody can use that facility.
Now, if these courts were up and running, the ones, the North courts that we talked about, would that alleviate the situation this year? Would that not cause a problem this year if they were completed and there was no repairs needed?
It would make our life a lot easier, yes, for sure. But again, without the three at City, without those nine courts, due to the formatting and the numbers, the sheer numbers that are in the high school programs, we need those three courts for the 7th and 8th and 9th graders, those junior programs. So if we lose those, they lose playing time, they lose match play, those sorts of things. And it really affects our program. And of course, our programs have been very successful for a long time. We send players to state, you know, qualify for state. We have all state players. But you need to bring them up from a 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and those, we need those courts so that they can get tons of playing time all the way to the point where they're varsity and they're playing up at the varsity facilities at the North Court.
Let's talk a little bit about this meeting on Tuesday, April 18th. Who's involved, and what's the focus?
Well, it's the meeting that I was really hoping we could have had, you know, a couple months ago before some of this stuff was done as far as a grant and a potential project. As far as I know right now, it's a few park board members, Matt Nielsen and myself are representing tennis, and a few pickleball. And, you know, my hope out of that meeting is that we can all come together and say, let's have a shared facility. Let's make it better. Let's improve it. Let's make it safe. Get rid of the cracks. Get rid of the heaving. Resurface it. And make it a shared facility that pickleball and tennis can use. Because we're a small community. And being a small community, we obviously can't have the facilities of a Fargo or a Bismarck. But we can have shared facilities that everybody can use.
There's Eric Kringley with that report here on Voice of the Valley.